Gemara says in Daphne Danam and afterwards about him, Amr Amr Rachama, Hare Amr Hekdish, in the Mishal al Karka, the Rachman Amr Venos and the Kasif, the Kumlai, and then the Gemara says, Shiloh Chum Shumash Yishal al Karka. So this statement of the Gemara, Hare Amru, Hekdish in the Mishal al Karka, they said Hekdish in the Mishal al Karka, Rashi says in the Bamas Hare Amru, the Mesachis Bechiris Beperi Basra. And this is the Gemara in Bechiris in the last parak, and the Tzion, and Rashi is Daphne and Alpha and Aleph. That's what's brought down in all the Gemaras on the side of the Gemara. Inside of Rashi, it's a Gemara, Daphne and Alpha, Nun Aleph and Alpha and Bechiris, where it says it's din, the Hekdish can't be Mischal ala Karka. Now, the Bechiris, this is a Pella, because this Gemara, Daphne and Alpha and Aleph and Bechiris, is in the eighth parak of Bechiris, which is the second to last parak of Bechiris. That's parak Yesh Bechar. The last parak of Bechiris is parak Maisa Behema, which starts in Daphne and Gimel. So if the Gemara is quoting a Gemara in Bechiris, which appears in Daf Nun Alpha Medalf, why does Rashi say it's been Mesechus Bechiris Perek Basra, which means the last Perek, Lechar, it's not the last Perek, it's the second to last Perek. So it's a Shtukel Pella. What does Rashi mean over here? Why does he refer to it Perek Basra when it's not Perek Basra? So it's possible, maybe you could say, like you find sometimes, that Rashi had different Seder Prakim than we did. Mashal and Brachas, the third and fourth Perek of Brachas are switched, the sixth and seventh Perek of Gittin are switched. According to Rashi, sometimes the Rishonim had a different Seder HaPrakim, so maybe Rashi, for some reason, had the 8th Perek of Bechiris last, meaning Yesh Bechir was the last Perek of Bechiris, and Maisa Behemah was the second to last, so maybe for that reason he refers to it as Perek Basra. That, I guess, would be a possibility, but it's not hechiyon to say that, because Rashi says in Harias, in Daf Gimel Beis, he quotes a Gemara in the end of Bechiris, in the last Perek, in Daf Samech, and he says, that it's not Mesachus Bechiris, but Perek Basra. This is in Mesachus Bechiris Perek Basra, which is Daf Samech. Now, if Rashi had it switched, then that Lechai would not be Perek Basra, that would be the 8th Perek. So it's clear from that Rashi, the Rashi had the Seder Prakim that we had, the first 8th Perek and then the 9th Perek. So it's Tzarechim, why does he refer to this as Perek Basra? I saw talking to Nitzutzi R over here. He asked his Kasha, and he says that you see, you have to say the Rashi had the Prakim switched. He had the 8th Perek as the 9th Perek, and the 9th Perek as the 8th Perek, but Lechai from Rashi and Harius is not like that. You see, Rashi did have the 9th Perek as Maisa Behema like we do, so it's Taka Tzarechian on Rashi, what he means, unless you want to say that maybe Rashi had it all as one Perek, maybe there's one long Perek, the 8th Perek and 9th Perek was one Perek together, and therefore, in both places, he refers to both Gemaras as Perek Basra, because they're talking both in the last Perek of Bechiris. That's a Chiddush to say that that's one Perek, so I'll upon him as Tzarechian. What does Rashi mean over here when he refers to this Gemara in the Afanap as Perek Basra, where it appears in the 8th Perek, which is not Perek Basra and Bechiris.